All right, welcome to episode 168 of the Bobbycast, and we will bring on Jana Kramer. Hey, Jana.
Hey, babe.
How are you? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, and we're kind of reaching out to you. I was thinking about you, and we were talking about you on the show a little bit because, one, you put a song out, and so
I did.
I want to get to that, but you're always a good guest to talk to as well, and I always feel comfortable asking you questions that I wouldn't ask you. Probably like straight up under the guise of this is an interview. So my first question is that house you guys are building in Nashville, right? Because you're gonna move back to town, right?
Yeah.
It's humongous. How rich are you?
Okay, no. So time out really fast because I understand that it looks large.
It looks huge. When you were inside of that thing, and I was like, it looks like the Gone with the Wind place.
Okay, so like I understand because after I posted it and everyone was like, oh my God, it looks like a castle. And I was like, what are they talking about? And so then I looked back at the picture and I was like, oh, so the way like my friend took the angle, it looks so big, but it's not, I mean, yes. Is it larger than the 1500 square foot house that we're in right now? Yes, it's bigger than that. Because, you know, you can get more for your buck in Nashville than LA, but it's a four-bedroom house.
I'm just saying. You know, I follow you on Instagram, and I sometimes I message you on stories, and I was like, holy crap. I also saw you announcing your podcast is going on. You're doing some road shows, huh?
Yeah, so we're kind of testing it out. I've been wanting to do a podcast tour for a minute because I've been, you know, basically just copying, you know. I was like, what is Bobby doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Looking awesome. So I don't know. I wanted to go out there and kind of test the market. So we're doing three dates in May, Virginia, New York, and Boston. And then if it does well, we're going to add a fall tour. So just kind of fingers crossed people show up and they like it and they want more because we would love to add more in the fall.
Well, I'll say this. Tickets for the Wind Down Tour with Jana Kramer and Mike can be purchased. Where do they get them?
They can just go to janakramer.com on Ticketmaster. It's for the Virginia, Boston, and New York show.
All right. Well, that being said, you have a song. I'm going to play a little clip of this here. I don't know if you can hear it because you're on the phone. Can you hear this? No?
I can't hear it.
No, okay. Just trust me that I'm playing a clip of your song. Here we go. This is Beautiful Eyes. Okay. So we were talking about the song coming out, and it says, I'm going to read to you what this says in front of me. It says, Beautiful Eyes. Details how Jana felt during the period when she and husband Mike took a break following his infidelity in 2016. Elaborate on that.
Okay, so this year, so I haven't put out music in a year. And at first I was like, is there anyone that even wants to listen? You know, like, should I still be doing this? And I was just like, yes. Like, I don't know who's going to listen or if anyone's going to listen at all, but I still have stories I want to tell. And one of the biggest stories I want to tell is the journey that my husband and I have been through. So, you know, obviously, so what we're starting with is Beautiful Lies. And that song is all about, like, I wanted to capture that moment of when I found out about everything, what that felt like, and just kind of the destruction and just the, like, my whole world, you know, flipping upside down and just being like, as much as I didn't want to hear any more lies, like, in that moment, I'm like, I just wish it was not true and just tell me a million beautiful lies because I don't want to believe that what you're telling me now is true.
So when did that happen? When did you guys have that, like, hey, she did, what was it, sex addiction?
Yes, he just came out and has come out to admit that he's a sex addict, yeah, in recovery.
Okay, so that conversation happens, and then what happens right after that conversation?
Well, this is the really sucky part, Bobby, is I had to go play a show.
Oh, wow. You had a show like that night?
Yeah. 20 minutes after I found out everything, I had to go freaking play a show in Orlando, Florida. Like, I'll never forget that because I was just like, how do I wrap up all these emotions and then go play a show? Because every part of me wanted to cancel the show, but I'm like, I can't. I'm about to play. You can't cancel.
Did you compartmentalize like crazy or did you struggle?
I struggled during the song because even when I was singing, it was I Won't Give Up, I just like started crying. My guitar player was like, you okay? And I was like, But I was just like, I had to just like pull it together, but it was tough. And then, you know, I flew home the next day and then, you know, the next thing I know, I threw all of his clothes out like a good old movie.
Oh, you did that? Like, you literally did that?
Oh, like, I literally took every piece of his clothing and threw it on the front porch.
So when that happens, and listen, if I'm, I have questions, so if I'm out of line, just say it, you know, tell me I'm out of line. When that happens, and what does he say? Like, hey, and how do you find, by the way, let me just go back. How do you find out?
So, I mean, there was stuff kind of going on that it just seemed very out of character, and it kept getting worse and worse. And so one of my girlfriends, actually, Lee Bryce's wife, Sarah, was a very, very, very good friend of mine, and she still is. And she goes, I think he's cheating on you. And I was just like, you think? Like, I just don't think that I just don't think that's what he's doing. And she's like, he is. And I was like, well, how would I even find that out? She's like, look at his phone bill. And I was like, no. So I was in Orlando, you know, away from the house, away from Jolie and Mike. And I went on my computer and looked at the phone bill and was like, holy shit.
Then you have a conversation. You can say whatever you want. Then you have a conversation with him. You're like, hey, what is this?
So I did, yeah, I basically regrouped and started writing down numbers and Googling some of the numbers, and some of the numbers were very inappropriate. And I basically said, you know, you have 20 minutes to basically call me and we need to talk. And I FaceTimed him. And
oh,
then,
you weren't even together. He wasn't in Orlando.
No. Mm-mm. Huh. So I FaceTimed him, and then I basically said, I want you out of the house when I get home tomorrow. And then the next day when I got home, it was hard, but I basically said, you need to go check yourself into something, because figure out what is going on, what this is.
Okay. So
this is not normal.
I'm going to ask about a different part of this now. Jana Kramer, song Beautiful Lies is out, and I hope you check it out and listen to it. So, okay, let me go from the other angle for a second. So I'm assuming there's been a forgiveness between you two now, because you're together. I'm assuming there's been a forgiveness, right?
I do forgive him.
So, okay, yeah. So here's my question. How many times does he have to go through this publicly again? Because, I mean, I don't think I would have asked about it again, or I'd felt like it was my business if I didn't see, oh, because I knew you had a song coming out, but I didn't know that, you know, you said – it details how Jana felt during the period whenever they took a break and infidelity. Like, I don't think I would have brought that back up. So was that a conversation you two had?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are like, stop dragging them through the mud. And, like, look, I get that. I totally understand that. But for me, why I'm doing this is because I want to show, and the journey kind of the songs that I'm releasing this year. I'm releasing 4 songs this year. And I want to show the progression from basically broken to healed. And, you know, it's never going to be perfect. I don't know what relationship is perfect, but what I want to show is I want to show growth, and I'm going to do that through songs. And, you know, he's been, you know, I'm so proud of him and how he's opened up and is admitting his faults and how he's wanting to help people. So, and through music, I've always been able to try to help people through the music. So this is, it's not really even about, yes, it's about his actions, but it's more so about the journey that we're going through and like where we've been able to end up because of it all. And honestly, the crazy thing is I'm so many times I've looked, you know, I've in the past been like, God, I wish I had that relationship because they're so happy and that's never happened in their relationship. And they look so in love. I am so happy now that it honestly has happened the way that it has, because we are 10 million times stronger than we were the day we got married.
And that's interesting.
He knows my faults. He knows my ugly. I know his ugly. And we're fighting. Like, that's the awesome part. Like, we're fighting for each other. We're fighting for a marriage. It's like, that's the marriage that I love.
I've often read, and again, you read these stories from certain psychologists, and where they say relationships actually get stronger after someone cheats, because you then determine and you know what worth you're chasing. And
exactly.
I read that and I don't even have a freaking girlfriend. And I'm like, what?
Still?
No. What do you mean still?
How, Bobby?
We'll get to that in a second. This song comes out Friday, right? It comes out Friday. Hold on. Wait a minute, Janet. I'm going to finish the wrap up on this song and you can ask whatever you want. I love having you on. But the song comes out Friday. From Jana Kramer, and you're probably listening to this after Friday, but Beautiful Eyes. My question is then, you're putting this song out, so, and you're moving back to Nashville.
Yeah.
So, like, what does that whole package mean? Like, are you ready to give it another go?
You know what? I'm, again, kind of like, I've always loved your outlook on things. You're going to do what you're going to do the book tour. You're going to do the book. You're going to do your tours. And if people show up, we're doing it because we love it. And I truly do. I'm so proud of the songs that I wrote that are coming up this year because, you know, I hope people listen. I hope it shows them growth. And I hope it shows them that through the story that we're telling, that you can have, you know, a great relationship through muck. But for me, it's like, I'm gonna keep doing it because why not? Just because I don't have a label backing me or I don't have, you know, per se, the entire country radio. Yes, I know I have you and you're fantastic, but, you know, I don't have every single person on country radio supporting me, but I still have country fans, and those fans are the best. And they, I think, still want to hear my story, so I'm going to keep giving them that.
I think it is interesting that you have, like, a path you're going with these songs, because so many songs come out, and just the environment that we're in musically, things are coming at you 10,000 times a day. And you hear something, you like it, but even me and even you, like, we're both in music and we may find a song we like, but we're on to the next thing too. And our job is to listen to music. But the thing, things that actually have a perspective or things that have a narrative. And I think that albums, and one of my favorite artists puts out an album, like, I may have two or three favorite artists. Like, I really look forward to records, like full albums. Like, I think all albums are eventually going to be albums that are about things. Like, you're putting out all four of these songs, which tells your story. Because I think just big collections of songs aren't going to cut it anymore, because you can get songs all the time from anywhere, and a lot of those songs just get passed over because you get 13 new songs. You may listen to 7 of them. Anyway, that's...
I completely agree with you. No, I completely... That's why I was like... they're like, well, let's put an EP together. I was like, nah. Like, honestly, I really just want to release these quarterly because it's showing the progression. It's showing, you know, people aren't going to just... I don't know. They're going to like... I'm going to put it anyways in the EP, so it might as well just tell the story, and then why pack on 5 other songs that, you know, doesn't really tell a story, but I'm just throwing it out there. It doesn't, like, that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, the concept albums, I think, in the next 5 or so years will be most of the only full albums going out, because so much music just gets passed over because there's so much coming out at once. And this is basically a concept project, because you're going beginning, early middle, late middle, I would say endish to your story at that point.
To this story, yes, to this season. And then, you know, next year I'll throw something else, but I won't start over. Like, I'm not going to go I'm done with I'm not going to keep doing this. I've been cheated on, you know, like, it's done. I said it, it's over. It's that part's going to be done.
All right, let me do a commercial real quick. We'll come back with Jana Kramer. It's a situation no one wants to experience during tax season, right? But with the breaches in the last couple of years, your information may already be exposed, and that could lead to an unfortunate discovery, finding out that a cyber criminal stole your identity and filed for your tax return. The good thing is, there's LifeLock with Norton to help you protect against things that could happen to your identity and your devices. If you become a victim of identity theft, well, tax-related or not, LifeLock will work to fix it with a dedicated identity restoration specialist who's assigned to your case from beginning to end. Plus, with the addition of Norton Security, you'll also have protection that blocks cyber criminals from stealing from your devices. Listen, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can join right now and get 10% off your first year. I have it. I love it. It's helped me out before. Many times, actually. Just head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Enter the promo code BONES. That's BONES for 10% off your first year. So how'd you get ready today? Did you shower, brush your teeth, wash, face, style your hair? I'm asking because as a proud member of Dollar Shave Club, I'm here to tell you that no matter what you do to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. You want a clean mouth and fresh breath, right? The intense peppermint flavor of Dollar Shave Club's toothpaste will wake you up and last a surprisingly long time. Their hydrating body cleanser smells awesome. Skin feels great after you shower. But I hope showering and brushing your teeth are just part of how you get ready. But no matter how you do, Dollar Shave Club has everything that you need. And I haven't even mentioned their razors and shave butter that everybody knows them for, including myself. Right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 each. They got a shower set, a toothpaste, a toothbrush set, all their famous shave butter, the razor, any of those sets, just $5. And it's the best way to try out their amazing products. It's a great gift. After your starter set products ship at a regular price, right? Get yours today, dollarshaveclub.com/bones, dollarshaveclub.com/bones. When do you move back to town? Do you know?
May.
Is that, well, that house is going to be done by May? That looks like...
That's what they're saying. End of May. So I'm like fingers freaking crossed. And my daughter is in swim class right now because we have a swimming pool. But by the way...
The Jana Kramer Concert Hall will be done by then? That thing looks humongous. Go ahead.
No.
I'm going to tell Jana, let me say this, and I'll wrap up this because it's a nice house. And, you know, when your husband was on your Insta story, acting like he was walking up the stairs because the stairs aren't built yet, and he had to walk around and fake walk, I was like, this is the freaking White House. Anyway, go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, it's really, it's honestly, Bobby, you were at my last house, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's the exact same size.
Okay.
It just is just built differently.
All right.
Because it's on a hill.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm giving you a hard time. That's all. And when I sense weakness from a friend, I just pounce on it, you know? Just
like, oh, and I'm like the queen. Yeah. Like, no, I swear. Love me. Mean it. I swear.
I'm glad you're moving back. How's Mike feel about moving back?
But I, like, forget all this. Like, can I please just,
right.
I have to.
Go ahead.
I have you on the phone. I have to talk to you.
Go ahead. You know what? Literally, you could call me anytime, but go ahead. Publicly, I asked you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
You are like the king of, hi, I'm not going to text you back.
No, that's not true. I'll text all day. I don't like answering the phone.
You don't text me back.
That's not true.
But it's fine. It's cool.
I wonder though. Look at it. Hold on. First of all, I would say more than anything, people, even like we look at Insta stories and send messages over Insta. Okay, here you go. You ready for this? This is the last time.
God, it wasn't me like asking for something, was it? Because I don't read that.
No, it wasn't at all.
Okay.
You were with a friend of mine.
Yes.
You can say who it is, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And so you guys took a picture, and you sent me the picture, and I said, what a lovely couple, and you said, ha, ha, ha. There's nothing missing here.
All right, fine. Point.
And then you can explain who the friend is so people don't think I'm being, like.
No, he was, honestly, I met him that day.
Oh,
Jules?
Yeah, Jules. So Jules is from New Zealand. He's a dancer. He helped Sharna and I at times on Dancing with the Stars, like choreograph some stuff. Like when I couldn't catch up quick enough and we had to choreograph the dance, he would go on and take my part, and him and I became friends. And so that was,
yeah. Yeah, he's super sweet, and we just randomly started talking because both of our flights were delayed. And then we're like, oh, we know people. Let's send a picture to Bobby.
You guys didn't actually know each other? I thought you guys knew each other.
No.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Legitimately just started talking because I like talking to random strangers. So
there you have it. Okay, do you want to know?
Time
Go
out,
ahead.
Time out. Bobby, stop. Okay. I don't understand. I literally do not get it.
What?
How you're single?
I don't know. I asked you. I was like, hey, I was like, what's up? Who are you going to set me up with?
But I don't understand. But I tried to set you up, though.
Not really.
Yeah, I did.
And we won't say any names, but it was like someone that works for another radio show. And it wasn't Tanya Rad, but it was somebody else. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And they just kind of...
But then nothing. Crickets. Literally crickets.
But when you just say, hey, what about... This is what you said. What about this person? That's all you said. And I was like...
I know.
And I was like,
So this is then your problem. Time out. This is your problem is you're not aggressive enough.
I'm not aggressive enough. You're right. I am not aggressive enough.
If you complain, then you have to be. So if you're complaining about not having a girlfriend, then it's your own fault because you're not being aggressive.
First of all,
you could get a girlfriend easily.
Here's the thing with today. I have to be under.
Here we go.
No. Not a here we go. This is me talking now. Me, baby. I have to be under aggressive because if I go over aggressive, that is just that one that's not a good look in general. It's not a good look for me because then someone's posting Bobby Bones is super aggressive and it's on Instagram. So I have to really be delicate about stuff like that.
I disagree with you because in today's society, if a girl's aggressive, we get called out.
I would never call someone out though. I would never be like, look at this Instagram message that someone DM'd me. I worry about that every time I send someone a direct message.
Okay, but I think if you, yes, some girl maybe from Kentucky or someone that isn't a fan, I would be then worried for you to send a direct message. But if it's someone maybe, okay, let's just say for instance.
Go ahead.
Okay, Nikki, right? Nikki Glaser, you dance with her on Dance with the Stars.
Love Nikki Glaser. Yes, go ahead.
Love her to death. So let's just use her as an example. If you had a crush on her and you guys didn't really know each other, and you slid into her DMs, she's not going to blast you. Well, she might because she's a comedian, but besides
exactly.
Her,
there's always a caveat to everything you're saying.
but I don't...
My point is I have to be sensitive about this, and I can't just hit someone up and be like, check out my penis.
That's not what you do, Bobby.
Oh.
Here's the deal. You just need to give me a list of the top 10 girls that you'd want to date.
Yeah.
And then we can strategically talk about how you're going to approach them in a way where you feel safe.
Yeah, I know. I've been on that Raya app.
I heard that's not that good, though.
No, it... First of all,
my stylist is on there, and I love going through. I love living vicariously through single people. I think it's so much fun because sometimes I dream about it. So like,
you shouldn't. It's always grass is greener. But here's the thing: any app, any situation, it's all what you get out of it. That's it. And I have been out a couple of times.
Okay.
And had really great experiences on dates.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I'm not dating anybody from it. But the problem is everybody lives in like New York and LA all the time. And I'm out there enough, but I think it's been pretty good. It's been fine. You know, it's like walking into a place like a bar, 98% of the people there, you're not going to like what they stand for. You're not going to like what they're wearing. They're not going to like you. That's just like a dating app.
But you got to lower your standards.
Who does?
Someone's going to, you know.
Why would I lower my standards ever? Why would I lower my standards? You're out of your mind.
Do you think you're going to find the perfect person?
No, there's not a such thing. But I think I can find the perfect person for me.
Totally. Yes. Okay. Fine. I can agree with that. But I just think you need to be more aggressive then. Because if not, you're going to constantly be on Twitter being like, hey, slide into my DM.
I agree with you. No part of me has said you're wrong about this. However, I will say this. It's not like I've never had a great relationship. I've had like 4 of them and I've ruined them all. So... I've found really...
You haven't ruined them all.
Yeah, because I've cut them all off early and been like, oh, I need to bail out because I'm getting like scared or, you know, I've not been in a bad relationship. So
are you scared? Are you scared that someone's going to leave you?
Okay, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the root of it, I think I'm trying to get better at that. But everybody left me my whole life. And so when you get older, all those kid hurts you're just trying to get rid of.
Well, then you're going to be running the rest of your life.
No, I'm not, because I'm trying to fix it right now. I've been working on myself. Why is this now the Wind Down podcast? This is the dumbest thing ever done. By the way, check out Wind Down, WHINE, with Jana Kramer and Mike. And it really is a fantastic podcast. And you guys do it in Ryan Seacrest's studio most of the time, right?
We do, yeah. It's super fun. But we're gonna try to take over your studio when we come to town. So
we're building a big, awesome new one. You'll be able to use like one of the 9 that we have here. We're building like a TV set in here because of some stuff that we're doing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty
then
cool.
We can just like high five in the hallway. And
yeah,
then
bring it.
Podcast.
Okay, and tickets to the tour can be, what is today?
JanaKramer.com.
JanaKramer.com. And the song comes out Friday, unless it's after Friday, then it is out now. And it's going to be Jana talking about her story through music. And do you have to make this music video? Are you going to make a music video?
I'm going to make a music video for this song and the last song.
Ooh, that's going to be weird for him. Do it with puppets. Like, do it with puppets so he doesn't have to be a part of it.
He's not going to be in it.
Okay, he's not going to be in it.
No.
All right. You know, you know I like you. You know, I like having you on. I like you as a person. You don't text me back sometimes, but that's all right. And
whatever. Okay.
Do you think
I think you're the best.
Do you think ever in our life we will admit that we went out? Have we ever admitted that?
Oh my God, you just did that, and I just swallowed so deep.
Maybe, first of all, that's funny that you would say that, but maybe I'm just kidding too, right? Like, I tell jokes.
Oh wait, that's really funny. I swallow deep. That sounds bad.
Yeah, all that. All that. That I wonder, because I wonder if that's even true, and I wonder if we ever shared that story. If it is, you know what I mean?
I know, it's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
I guess people just have to wait to find out.
Wait till my song. Wait till my songs come out. I have a 4-part series coming out.
Bobby.
Yes. Hey, listen. At Kramer Girl on Instagram. Beautiful Eyes out Friday. It is always good to talk to you. And she's taking the podcast on the road. Wind Down with Jana Kramer. And also check it out on iHeartRadio app, wherever you listen to podcasts. And it's good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, too. And we should do a podcast together where we just talk about, you know, how to find you a lady.
We're podcasted out, right? You got yours. I got mine. We got songs and
we'll
shows.
We'll figure something out.
We got
a talk show then.
We got, I mean, yeah. But you'd probably be tough to work with, huh?
What'd you say?
You'd probably be tough to work with daily, huh?
That is, okay. Challenge accepted. Let's try it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Talk show.
Because I'm
Bobby
tough.
And Jana.
No, I'm tough. because I have a lot to say, and I'm like, I need to say all my stuff. You have a lot to say. I think that's why I like having you as a guest. So I would assume you'd be tough to work with. That's not a bad thing. I think the best people are tough to work with. So before you get your butt hurt, I was being complimentary in a weird way.
I love it. But no, I mean, we'd be like the Regis and
Regis. What a reference.
What a reference.
Okay, Jana, right, good talk to you. Bye-bye. There she is. Right. Jana Kramer. Episode 168. Our phones. Well, I'm up in the studio, the radio studio, because we were recording some stuff up here. Our phones suck, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Like every once in a while, it sounds like she's.
Yeah, it kind of glitches out.
Oh, hey, thanks to Jana. She's really a great guest. And sometimes I don't text back, and I should. But that's just in general. If somebody texts me after like 8 p.m., I'm asleep. And then when I wake up at 4 a.m., I don't text them back right then because I don't want to wake them up. And then by the time I look at it again, it's noon, and I've forgotten. It's a weird
it's a cycle.
Yeah, it's a weird texting cycle I live in. Thank you all. That's pretty good, though, huh?
That was good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Learned some stuff.
She's all, but you don't even know if that's true. I just kid with her sometimes. about what?
No, about her.
Okay,
about this song.
Good. All right, there you go. Thank you. Episode 168 of the Bobbycast. Be sure to check out Wind Down with Jana Kramer. By the way, let me suggest that you check out Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, and the Velvet's Edge podcast. If you like all those, you may like all those. All right, bye, everybody.